Dirty Boots. Written and read by Gypsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Ed knows he needs to get moving. He's on soon. But he can't tear himself away. He'd been standing under the stairs against the wall, smoking and watching the opener, when a blonde who smelled like flowers and looked like dessert asked him if he knew where the gents was. Ed pointed, watched him disappear down a hallway, watched him return to Ed's side. His name is Steed, and he doesn't look like he's ever set foot in a dive bar. If he had, he probably wouldn't have worn linen pants the color of oatmeal. Says he's meeting friends, says it like he won't be surprised if they don't show. The lights come up between sets and Sonic Youth hums through the speakers. When Steed says something close to Ed's ear, the vibrations tickle all the way down to Ed's belly. It's Ed who leans in first, but Steed kisses him back, one soft hand buried in Ed's curls and the other winding around his back and under his leather jacket, along his ragged tee. He laughs when Ed's beard tickles his cheek. Steed is bolder than he seemed, one inquisitive hand cupping Ed's ass through the taut leather, and Ed's about one dirty grind away from an indecency charge when he hears a discordant wail from his guitar, and fuck, that's his, the signal that Ed was supposed to be ready to go on 5 minutes ago. He pulls away reluctantly. Will you be here after? After what? Steed looks dazed. Am I keeping you from something? Yeah, me. The stage. Steed's eyes widen, and Ed's crinkle. He loses track of Steed 3 songs in, looks for him after, shrugs off several offers for a blowjob before he gives up, heads to the van. Steed stands beside it, half nervous and all determined, and Ed lays him down on cracked pleather seats and crawls on top of him. Dirty leather and sweat astride Steed's still pristine pants. He gets his hands on Steed's pretty pink cock and teases him until Steed begs to come, works himself with his fist as he does, sucks Steed to a shivery, trembling mess, wishes he could taste his cum, salt heavy on his tongue, instead of cherry-flavored latex. Steed's not out, is the thing. Steed's not out, and his eyes go distant as he talks some shit about his father's idea of family duty, as he talks wistfully about how free Ed is to go anywhere, try anything. Ed realizes, too slow, that Steed thinks he's some big deal just passing through, that this crazy spark between them isn't a rare thing, that Steed's just looking for a safe experiment, maybe. So he doesn't tell Steed he lives just 20 miles away, that Kraken is still playing all-ages shows in bowling alleys. Steed kisses him much too sweetly for a hookup in a scuzzy van, climbs out the back and out of Ed's life, and Ed's left longing for something that was never his. The end.